All right, this is Michelle, participant 8052. Before we get started, do you mind hitting a buzzer for me?
Uh-huh.
Any buzzer. They just get very curious on what we're doing. Okay, since you're 8, this is going to be really easy for you because our ages are 4 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what letter this is?
A.
What you see in the picture?
Apple.
And then can you think of something else that starts with the same letter?
Animal.
Perfect. That's exactly what we're doing for all of them.
B. Boy. Basketball. C. Cookie cat.
You have a favorite flavor of cookie?
Sugar cookie.
Ooh, sugar cookies are good. I didn't even think about that.
D. Duck. Dinosaur. E. Elephant. Elmo. F. Fish. Fun. G. Guitar. Game. H. House. Ham. I, ice, igloo.
So quick with these.
J, juice. Jam. K, key, cat, kitten. L, leaf, lion. M, monkey, moose. N, nose, nostril.
Mm-hmm.
O, orange, orangutan. P, plate, pumpkin. Q, is it? Q, quack, mm-hmm. quail. R, red, rhino. S, spider, spell. T, table, turtle. U, umbrella, upon.
Good one.
V, vacuum, Venus. W, watch, whale. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yak. Z, zebra, Zoe.
Come on, you did so good.
Great job.
And can you hit another buzzer for us to move on? Thank you. Do you like animals? I feel like you had a lot of animal names in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to like work with, do you have like any pets at home or?
I just have a fish.
A fish? I have fish too. What kind of fish is it?
A betta fish.
Oh. All right, this is super easy as well. I just want you to tell me what number this is and what number comes next.
1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16, 20, 21.
So if we went from 15 to 20, how many did we go up by?
5.
So what do you think comes next?
25.
Perfect.
30, 35, 4, 35,
So we went from 30 to 40.
40, 50.
Yeah, perfect.
60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 110.
It's a bigger jump.
200.
Good job, yep.
300.
You would think so, it's not. And this is a big number.
800.
Bigger.
What, 1,000?
Yeah, good job. I know, the pattern kind of, I don't know what the pattern is towards the end, but you did a great job. Do you know your division or addition?
Yeah.
Can you read this for me? And if you want, you can try it.
9 plus 7, 16.
Perfect. What about your
subtraction? 19 minus 1, 18.
Mm-hmm. Do you know your multiplication?
A little bit.
It's, you can just read it if you don't want to answer.
6 times 3, 12.
Close. Add 6 more to that.
18.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
I don't know division.
Can you just read it for me?
21 divided by 3.
It's 7, if anyone ever asks you. All right, you did so good. You're so quick with these. All right, you can hit another buzzer. Perfect. Next one. We have, this one's a little silly because there's some
You're
silly
doing
pictures.
An awesome job.
Oh, thanks, Jacob. There's some silly pictures, and then they even have sillier names. So, this is, what is this?
A bell.
So it's one bell, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do we have now?
Two bells? Two bells?
Yeah, exactly. All right, same thing with these.
Crib.
Mm-hmm.
Two cribs.
Mm-hmm. This is a pite.
Pite. Two pite. Is that rock?
Yep.
Rock, two rocks.
This is called a foo.
Foo, two foo.
Is that what you would say? Foo.
Tofu, kind of. Two foos.
Yeah, there we go. This is a kel.
Kel, two kels.
Mm-hmm.
Lamp.
Let's call it a white.
Light, two lights.
This is called a brib.
Brib, two bribs.
This is a yawk.
Yawk, two yawks. Shoe,
mm-hmm.
two shoes.
This is called a mip.
Mip, two mips.
This is a smide.
Smide, two smides.
This is a yag.
Yag, two yags. Is that, would that be a sandwich or?
Let's just call it a snack.
Snack, two snacks. Mug,
let's call it a cup.
Cup, two cups. Would that be toy or boat?
Let's call it a ship.
Ship, two ships.
A bag.
Bag, two bags.
This is a skack.
Skack, two skacks. Would that be slide or
yep.
slide? Two slides.
And this is a dup.
Dup, two dups.
Perfect, we're back to the beginning. That one was a little odd, but you did so good. All right, can you hit another buzzer?
You're doing great.
The next one is one of my favorites. So basically, there's a lot going on with this picture. Can you just tell me what you see and like a story behind like what may be happening?
So I see like a boy with a lion like in a boat
mm-hmm.
with like fish and there's like and I see a lot of like plants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Should I do what's behind it or like the
literally anything you want.
Maybe like he was taking the lion somewhere and he wanted it to be like a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So he took it on a boat and like, and it was really ton of like plants and stuff so no one would really see.
Oh, that's a good one. How do you think the lion and the boy like became friends?
Maybe like he rescued it when he was like a little like cub.
Would you be comfortable being in a boat with a lion?
If it was a little baby one, yes, but a huge one, no.
No. All right. Anything else?
No.
What about this one?
I see a boy who is, like, throwing a paper airplane in his room.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's like imagining it will be like flying through the air and stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's using it as like he wants it to be like he's like imagining like a real airplane. So, and he's trying to like make it fly really far.
What do you think about his room?
Like what I see in it?
Yeah, you think it's like...
I see a fish, mm-hmm. A lot of pillows, like cars, a sock.
Would you say it's messy or clean?
Messy.
Is your room messy, would you say, or is it clean?
Well, we cleaned it, but we cleaned it like a little bit ago, so now it's pretty clean.
That's good. Anything else?
Oh, there's also like a picture there. Mm-hmm. That's it. I see like a girl walking with like a light bulb, and I see two mice and an octopus. Mm-hmm. And it's like she's in like a lab. The octopus is reading a book and stuff. And he's also like using the magnifying glass. Mm-hmm.
You think like the octopus is like the thing that she's experimenting on, or is he like a scientist as well?
I think it may have been like maybe it like grew and she didn't notice it. But or it's like she is doing an experiment on it.
If you could do an experiment on octopuses, what would you want to know?
Like how much their brain is like ours.
That's a really good one. Anything else?
No. A girl holding a big beet. Mm-hmm. And I see like big snails, and I see like smaller beets around.
How do you think it got so big?
Maybe she was like growing it to be like really big for mm-hmm. for like a show or something.
Like a competition, maybe.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Have you ever planted anything?
Yeah, I planted. I plant like flowers and stuff.
Have you ever planted a vegetable?
I don't remember doing it, so I don't think so.
Perfect. You can hit another buzzer. We can move on. Do you like reading?
You're doing an awesome job.
Can you just read however much you want to for me?
Author, is that Ashy or?
Ash
was a thin kid that grew up to be one of the best tennis players in the world. As a small child, he liked to read books and listen to music with his mother. He also spent lots of time practicing. He became so good that he played at school, and later he played on the United States team. He was the best player in the country. Arthur played tennis all over the world, and was the first black man to play in some of the games. One country would not let him play because of the color of his skin. He did not think this was fair, and he worked to make changes so all people could play. He did make things better. Mr. Ash was a very smart man. That is why He was so good at tennis. He knew how to play smarter than many other men. He was also a very kind and nice man. Mr. Ash always wanted to be a good person. When he was young, his dad kept telling him that he should always do the right thing, and that is what he did. He always worked hard to do his best and to do what was right. Arthur, after he finished playing tennis, Arthur still helped people. Later in his life, he became sick, but he still worked to help others. People still remembered what a wonderful man he was. There is even a tennis court in New York that is named after him.
Great. Have you ever played a sport, or do you play a sport?
I'm doing field hockey in, mm-hmm. like, when school starts.
That's exciting. Is this your first time doing field hockey?
No, I did it, I did it, like, in the beginning of the summer.
Do you like field hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there, like, a certain position you play, or?
Not yet, because before we were just doing, like, practicing and stuff, but now I'm going to do, like, competing and stuff.
That's exciting. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Do you want to read another one, or do you want to move on?
I want to move on.
Okay. You can hit another buzzer.
Great job.
Thanks, Vita. All right. I just want you to tell me what you see in the picture and how you would do it.
Someone brushing their teeth.
Like the steps you would take. So if you were to explain to me how to do it.
I would get my toothbrush and put the toothpaste on, and then I would brush it around in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Someone washing their hands, I would like squirt soap onto my hands, and then I'd turn the sink on and I'd scrub my hands and then rinse.
Perfect.
He doing?
Tying his shoes.
Tying my shoelaces. I would make like a knot, and then I make two loops and then I tie them together.
Mm-hmm.
A girl like pouring a cereal, or is it like eating cereal?
Could be either one.
I would pour in the milk and then put the cereal into the bowl, and then I would like pick up the spoon and I would like put it in my mouth and keep doing that until it's like gone.
Do you eat cereal in the mornings?
Not really. But I do sometimes.
What's your favorite to eat when you do?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes.
Someone getting dressed, or?
Yeah, I think so.
I would like pick out my clothes, and then I would like put my arm through, and then my other arm through, and then I put it over my head. And then for would I do the pants too, or?
It's up to you, what do you want to say?
Just that. Would that be frosting or making the cupcakes?
Have you ever made cupcakes? Do you know how to make cupcakes?
Well, I don't like know what to put in, but I know like to stir it and stuff.
You can explain that, yeah.
So I would put the ingredients in and like stir it. Then I put it into separate little container, and I with the plastic wrapper things, I put it in, and then I put it in the oven. Then when they're ready, I would take them out, and I would use frosting to put it on, and then I would use sprinkles.
Do you have a favorite flavor of cupcakes that you like?
I usually don't have cupcakes, but maybe like vanilla cupcakes.
Yeah.
So is that someone painting?
I think so.
So I would put my brush in the water and then in the paint, and then I would like use it to make a picture.
Do you paint or draw?
Yeah, I paint and draw.
What do you usually like painting and drawing?
Like flowers, animals, and like sunsets.
Ooh, that's pretty.
So I'm putting on their seatbelt. So I'd like get the seatbelt and I'd put it over into like the clip thing. Mm-hmm. Is that someone like feeding their?
Yeah.
Do
you ever do that?
Not really.
This one's a little hard to explain. It's kind of self-explanatory.
So get like a spoon and an empty bowl, then like dip it in and give and like put it up to the like stuff the bear or something. Is that someone like wearing a costume or putting on the costume or like picking out?
Whatever you think. What are they even dressed up as? Can you?
A witch with a as a ballerina with maybe like a worker and like a dancer.
Yeah.
Too.
Do you usually dress up for Halloween?
Yeah.
What have you dressed up as before?
I usually do witch as a witch.
A witch? Is that what you're gonna do this year?
I don't know.
Haven't thought about it yet.
Not really. Kids going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like go up the ladder and then sit on the slide and like slide down. Playing soccer, just kicking the ball. Like building like blocks,
yeah.
Making like words out of it. Pushing someone on the swing.
Do you usually get pushed on the swing or do you do it yourself?
I do it myself.
How do you do it yourself?
I like pump my legs forward and back. Someone giving someone else like a lollipop or something.
Or like, do you usually share your candy?
I'm never like we aren't supposed to at school or at like my camp, so.
Oh, because of COVID?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like someone in like timeout or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Would it be like how getting into it or like being in it?
Either one.
Like you would sit down somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and like wait for like a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
All right. You can hit another buzzer and then.
Great job.
Thanks, Jiva. All right, let's do, since you said you liked animals, do you have a favorite animal?
Lion.
Lions, I don't think there's a lion one in here. But, what about, let's do this one. Let's do this one, this one's cute. What's going on here?
Like a pig taking a bubble bath.
Mm-hmm.
It had like a lot of the stuff like fell out of the bath and there's only like a toy boat left in.
Yeah.
There. And there's like a little like cloth or towel or something.
Yeah. He's so cute. Anything else?
There are bubbles like floating up and there's a lot of like water and bubbles on the floor.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we're all done. Thank you so much.
Awesome job.
You did so good, and I'm so sorry. You literally just helped us do research. Just